Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Gigi and the 561. I'm Pam Barker. I am Gigi. Thanks for joining me here. We know you're out there on the other side of the microphone. We have so many places we are. Our website, northpalmbeachlife.com. Our YouTube channel by the same name, northpalmbeachlife.com. My partner, Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, is on Splash Magazine writing. He writes, he puts stuff all over our website. We know you're out there, and we do appreciate it. Even though you may catch us here, you may catch us there, you may catch us in many places. So thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, it's October, so that means the stores are full of Christmas music, Christmas decorations. Costco has big, beautiful trees, big, beautiful decorations, a nutcracker that lights up, that's taller than I am. It's very fun. Gary and I like to travel during holidays. It's really fun. I mean, especially if you go at the right time so that the traffic isn't so bad. You have these little windows where people are in place. They're where they need to be. And the traffic is really pretty good. It's like my father used to Christmas shop on Christmas Eve. We always said, why do you do that? He did it every year. And he was always in a really good mood. He went out, he bought the gifts, he came and went in a bedroom, wrapped everything himself, and there you go. He said, because everyone's in a good mood. It's the Christmas season is over. There's still many things to buy. He never had a problem with it. It's kind of that same way when you travel during the holidays. It's kind of good. It's kind of good. Oh my goodness. Halloween is a few weeks away. I loved Halloween as a kid, excuse me, because of the candy, loved the candy. Now it's a whole new thing. It's sort of taken over by adults in a big way. And I think that's kind of sad. I mean, my mother never, I couldn't really wear masks. My mother would buy me, well, she stopped. But at one point she would buy little costumes with masks, and the mask, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't see, they were awful. And so she just gave up on that, and I just played dress up in her clothes and makeup and all of that. And that was my Halloween costume. And I was, you know, it was a precursor to where I am now. If you know me, you know what that means. So there you go. Christmas will be here. Thanksgiving will be here. We're getting into the season of holidays. But we're also getting into the season in South Florida, where people are coming back, they're coming in from cold weather places, wherever. And that means more traffic, that means crowds in the stores. It's happening earlier and earlier. At one time, season began in November, and it sort of ends at the end of April. Now people are coming in earlier and earlier, and some are staying here, now some are fleeing because there are problems in Florida. The cost of living is expensive and homes are expensive. Home insurance is really getting to be a problem. So, but it's happening. It's here. So you just take a deep breath and do what you want to do to find your own personal juju. We don't watch a lot of television. We listen to a lot of music. I do. I have brand new headphones that are fantastic. They're by Marshall. And we have two Marshall speakers. And for my birthday, I got some Marshall headphones. And they're Bluetooth, which I didn't think I would really like, but I do. You can have up to 80 hours of listening power. And I love them. They sound so good. But that's just me. Everyone has their own taste. Some people don't like a certain sound in headphones. So to each their own in that. But we don't watch a lot of television around here. We have many streaming services. We subscribe to Acorn and BritBox and Prime and Netflix. And we have many. But I really do like British shows as a rule. They're better. There's better. But quite a while back, a friend of mine that I trust completely with her judgment on almost everything, she really never steered me wrong. She said, watch Hacks. It's worth your time. It's good. And I did. Jean Smart is in it. Won ton of awards. Tons of recognition. We finally started watching it. We've been through season one. We're now going through season two. And it really is good. It really is good. But really, why I'm talking about Hacks is not so much about her. I want to talk about her writer, her partner, as it were, in the show. Her name is Hannah Einbinder, E-I-N-B-I-N-D-E-R. Now, you probably know her from many other things. She plays Ava. She plays Ava Daniels in Hacks. Her mother is very well known. Lorraine Newman is a very famous person who started back with the original troupe on Saturday Night Live. Very, very well known. Both of her parents are in entertainment. Hannah is very, very good in her role. She's very educated. If you look her up, she has an extensive education. She didn't just nepo baby her way in. She put in the work. And I kept looking at her, though, and going, she's really good. She's playing this role so well. Why is she familiar? And I didn't bother going too deep down that, because she's a young actress, and I thought, well, she just looks familiar, so that's it. But then I really sort of had to know, how do I know her? She had a fleeting but memorable role in the show Julia, about Julia Child. And if you have seen that show, if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Do watch it. She played this cold, unyielding White House staffer. There's an episode where Julia and her producer go to the White House, and it's a state dinner, and they're cooking with the, or they're in the kitchen watching the White House, the French chef cook, and this person kind of overseeing it for the White House, Gretchen Fletcher in Julia. That's her. That was played by Hannah Einbinder. And two different roles there could not be. If you do nothing else, go, if you're a fan of Hacks and you're watching the show and you're familiar with her character, go to YouTube and see if you can find, I don't know if you can because I didn't try, where she plays Gretchen Fletcher in Julia. She was harsh and just absolutely unyielding in that. Now's the time when shows are coming back. It's been 5 months since the shocking season finale of a show called Sugar with Colin Farrell. It's coming back 5 months down the road. Season two will be back. I am not going to give anything away, because if you haven't watched it and you don't know the twist ending, it would ruin it. It would absolutely ruin it for you. But if you are interested in the show, I really recommend watching season one first and then go on to season two. It'll be still, you know, it's not ready to be out there just yet, but Sugar, it's called. And Colin Farrell's a very good actor. He's Scottish, and he was in playing a very different part. He was in Horrible Bosses, if you've seen that. And he was just despicable. His role wasn't huge, but it was big enough. He made an impression. He's a very good actor. And he was funny. He was so bad. He was bad in the way of he's a despicable character that it was funny. So anyway, Sugar is the name of the show. Another show that's pretty good. It's different than the movie. I like the movie very much. The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey. The TV show by the same name. It's very different, really. He's a lawyer. It's a very different vibe. He plays it very differently than Matthew McConaughey did, and the cast, it's different, but it's very good. It's very enjoyable. So two very different shows, there, Lincoln Lawyer and Sugar, could not be more different. And if you haven't watched Hacks, the production is so good. They've spent money, obviously, on this show. It looks like they have spared no expense. And there's one thing. I mean, the soundtrack song's really good. You know, there's some little bitty things that I noticed. There's one of the scenes is filmed at a house, and the house looks so familiar to me from a couple of other movies. And I have to know, so I will be digging into that just for my own. I knew that house looked so familiar. So that's it. As it's still very warm here, we're still in hurricane season in South Florida. Halloween decorations, Christmas decorations. What, can Easter be far behind? I don't know. Perhaps. I hope whatever you're doing, you're enjoying being present, being in the moment, because that's what you need to do to really enjoy being in the moment. And this is a little something that I want to leave you with, a couple of little somethings. This one is, be so completely yourself that everyone else feels safe to be themselves too. And that's not very many words, but it's very, very profound. I know I personally want to be with people I feel comfortable with. And if I don't, you know what? I really don't stick around. I don't, because I like being present in the moment and enjoying being present in the moment. And lastly, and this is very important, this is from the Soul Leaf. Your boundaries don't have to make sense to them. In other words, no one else has to understand what your boundaries are. And you stay within those. And sometimes it's hard to do because you want to yield to something maybe you don't want to do. But those boundaries are there for a reason. You put them there for a reason. That's the end. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank you so much for being with me at Gigi and the 561. These podcasts are always available to listen to for free. But subscribe. Why not? On NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as 28 other platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. You can hear me. And you know what? The funny thing is, we are contacted with regularity from people all over the place, most recently from someone from Los Angeles, looking for someone, trying to connect with someone I did a podcast with. They found the person through me, but couldn't find how to directly connect with them. And while I protect the people that are on my podcast, I'm more than happy to send a message for someone trying to make a connection. And that's what's really good. It's like we're out there, and it matters in these small little ways. It's not huge. It's not earth-shattering, but it's really fun for me. And it's fun to know that you're on the other side and that you keep coming back. Thank you so much. I'm Pam Barker. I'm Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.